Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
We learned this afternoon Matt Gaetz was withdrawing his name from consideration for the Attorney General's post. What do you think may have been the biggest factor in Matt Gaetz' decision?
Well, there was some reporting today that there was potentially a second alleged sexual incident with a minor. And also that, he was facing the fact that the House Ethics Committee report may have came out and been pretty bad for him.
How difficult would it have been for Matt Gaetz to get considered for the Attorney General, get confirmed for this, with this looming over him, even if this were a recess appointment?
Well, I mean, I think that he was having meetings with some senators yesterday, with J.D. Vance kind of taking him around to some of the more hardcore conservative Republicans. But for some of the more establishment and moderate Republicans, it just didn't seem like they were willing to vote for Gaetz. You know, he's not known as somebody that has that's particularly well-liked on Capitol Hill.
President-elect Trump was said it to say that it was just too much for him, for Gaetz, to move forward and get the nomination confirmed. How controversial was this choice, and how much did President-elect Trump know that this would be a controversial choice?
Well, I think that he hoped that that Senate Republicans would be pretty loyal after the election and just go ahead and approve whomever he chose. But I think that he found that that there was a lot more opposition within the Republican Party in the Senate to Gaetz. And even a lot of House members, most House Republicans are not a big fan of him, especially after his motion to vacate that took Kevin McCarthy out of the speakership last year.
Who could be next as far as becoming the Attorney General's nominee?
But there are a lot of different names that are out there. I mean, a couple of senators, Mike Lee from Utah, Eric Schmidt from Missouri, who was a former state attorney general in Missouri, have been mentioned. Todd Blanche, who was nominated to be the number two person in the Justice Department, seems like he could probably get confirmed to fairly easily. I don't know if I want to say fairly easily or not. But there are a lot of different names that he has out there to pick from. And you would have to think that whomever he chooses is not going to have nearly the baggage that Matt Gaetz did.
And what could this bode for the other nominees that President-elect Trump has selected?
Well, I think that one thing that we could look at is that, maybe some of them don't look nearly as where Republicans might be more willing to stand up to Trump on a few of them. You know, in particular, probably the more controversial ones of Pete Hegseth for defense, Tulsi Gabbard for director of national intelligence, and potentially Robert Kennedy Jr. for health and human services, that maybe as a result of this, there's more ability for some, say, more moderate or establishment Republicans to stand up to some of these picks that they find that are, a little bit out there.